This is Cora Gibson. This message is based upon God's love, according to St. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. This morning, I'm coming to you from Luke chapter 1, verses 30 and 31. Today, I'll be talking about the name of Jesus. And the verses read as follow. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus. You know, in verse 1 is letting us know that the angel Gabriel was sent from God to the Virgin Mary. And he also let her know that she was highly favored. In other words, she was given special honors. She was graciously blessed. And, you know, then he told her she was blessed among all women. You know, she found favor with God. She was favored above all the women. In other words, that's an honor by itself. You know, and then, when they say he found favor with her, you know, she was approved. God showed preference. He chose her. Of all the women, he chose Mary. She was chosen to be the mother of God's son. You know, she would become pregnant, and she was going to have a baby boy, and his name was to be called Jesus. But over in Isaiah 7 and 14, it said his name was to be called Emmanuel, meaning God with us. So then, you know, when we talk about a name, what is a name? You know, when we talk about the word name, it means any person, place, or thing is known. But, you know, I also would like to add what it is called also. You know, but in the biblical times, names had a definite and significant meaning. In other words, it had an important meaning. And, you know, some of the names were chosen because of the meaning. Some names were chosen because of events surrounding the birth of the child. And for example, in 1 Samuel chapter 4, verses 14 through 22, you know, when Ichabod, and he was the grandson of Eli, when his mother went into labor, you know, and because of the news that she had received that her husband was dead, had been killed, and that her father-in-law had died. And then on top of that, the ark had been captured by the Philistine. So when his mom found out and heard all of this about these tragedies, she went into labor. And then they said she named him Ichabod. And Ichabod means the glory had departed from Israel. You know, referring to the ark and the death of her husband, her father-in-law, and the capture of the ark. You know, names mean a lot. Back in those days, the name meant a lot. Whatever they were surrounding them or whatever they were going through, they named that child according to that situation. So names back then were very important. So let's talk a little bit about the name of Jesus. You know, the Greek for Jesus is Jeshua or either Joshua. You know, and in meaning, Jehovah is salvation, God saved. You know, the name was given to Jesus before he was born. We know that. We know the angel went to Mary and told her she was going to have a baby, and he was going to be a boy, and he was to be named Jesus. And and because of who he is and what he would do on earth. In other words, Matthew 1:21, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. In other words, that was the purpose of Jesus. We know that he came to die on the cross for the sins of the people. We know that when Adam and Eve messed up in the garden, we needed to have a redeemer. And God knew he had to send his son to die for the world. You know, and then we say, for his name is a more excellent name. You know, Hebrew 1 and so say, being made so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. And that than they is talking about the angels. You know, Jesus' name is greater than the angels or any other name on this earth. You know, and when it say better, it's talking about stronger, mighty, powerful, strength. So the name of Jesus is powerful, it's mighty, and it has a lot of strength with it. But you know, Philippians 2 and 9 say, wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. So in other words, Jesus' name is superior. You know, he's superior to the angels, and his name is superior to all other names. You know, his name is superior because, one, he is king. You know, and he's the savior. He's the redeemer. He's the shepherd. He's the great I am. He's the first and the last. And I can go on and on. But Jesus' name is superior because of who he is. And you know, when we talk about repentance and remission of sin, you know, Luke 24 and 47 tell us we are to preach repentance and remission of sin in the name of Jesus. And you know, I begin to think, everything we do, we have to do it in the name of Jesus. You know, there's a scripture that also tells us that whatsoever you do in word or deed, do it all in the name of Jesus. You know, I just thank God, you know, when we pray in the name of Jesus. Everything we do, we have to do it in the name of Jesus. You know, now we're going to talk a little bit about salvation in the name of Jesus. You know, when we talk about salvation, we're talking about deliverance. And in Acts 4 and 12 tell us that neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So in other words, if we want to be delivered from our sins, we want salvation, we want to be forgiven for our sins, the only, even being baptized, we got to call on the name of Jesus. You know, you can call on any other name, but we will not receive forgiveness. We will not have remission of sin. We have to call on the name of Jesus. You know, when we talk about salvation, it's talking about deliverance, safety, and healing. And the only name that one can have or call on to get deliverance, to get safety, a healing, is Jesus. You know, healing in the name of Jesus. Like I say, you can call on any other name, but we won't receive healing. You know, he will rescue us when we call on that name. When we see danger, or we are in approaching danger, or we are coming near danger, even just knowing we are in danger, all we have to do is call on the name of Jesus. You know, when we go to bed at night, when we pray in the name of Jesus, we pray and ask God to protect us and to keep us in the name of Jesus. We have his name because we are the church today. We are the body of Christ. And why do we have his name? Why we are, the name belongs to us is because, number one, we have been adopted into the body of Christ. We belong to God. And whatever belongs to Jesus belongs to us today. So we have authority and we have power today. And all we have to do today is use that power and authority. You know, we reign by the name of Jesus. You know, we have authority. We have a rule over any situation, circumstances, condition, sickness, disease, even sin. You know, in other words, the devil can't call no shots. We call the shots. We got power today. We have authority. And the enemy know that we have authority and we have power. And when we talk about power, we're talking about dunamis, that dynamite, that strength, that ability. And then when we talk about authority, exousia, that's the right to exercise the power. In other words, when we call it on the name of Jesus, for whatever the situation is, he has given us permission to use his name. So when we ask in Jesus' name, we are asking in the mighty name of Jesus. You know, whatsoever we ask, Jesus said, whatsoever we ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. So Jesus is saying, if you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Why? Because he honors his name and the Father honors his name today. You know, this is a powerful statement. We just have to realize what we have in the name of Jesus. We have a whole lot more power than we realize. We have more power than the devil today. He wants us to think that he has the power, but I beg his difference today. He's alive from the pits of hell. We have power and we have authority, and we can call on the name at any given time. You know, maybe, you know, I was thinking maybe the reason some of our prayers are not answered is because we're not asking or praying in the name of Jesus, because all we have to do is just use the name. You know, he just told us anything, anything, all we have to do is ask in his name and he will do it. You know, in these verses, Jesus has told us how to receive what we ask for. The result is in the use of the name. So to get the results, we have to ask in Jesus' name. And you know, the enemy knows what we have in the name of Jesus. And that's why he tries so hard to put doubt in the believers today. He knows that if he can get the believers to doubt, it will cause one to become stagnated, and they always have doubt. And when we go to God, we can't go to God with doubt. When we go in the name of Jesus, we have to go knowing that we know that we know that whatever I ask for, God is going to do it, because I came to him and I asked him in the name of Jesus. And you know, when asking in the name of Jesus, Kenneth Hagin put it this way. He said, it's not being asked for Jesus' sake, but we are asking for our own sake. So in other words, we get the results of our answers. We get the results of our answers when we go to Jesus, when we ask in Jesus' name. We benefit from praying or asking in Jesus' name. So whatever we need, whatever the condition is, all we got to go is go in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you with this problem, and I come to you with that problem. And then you leave it there, knowing without a shadow of a doubt, because you have asked in the name of Jesus, he is going to do it. Matter of fact, he has already done it. You know, people say, I'm waiting on my healing. But when I go to God and I say, God, I need healing for this, I need healing for that, I pray in the name of Jesus. I know then that God has answered my prayer. Did you know what? Because God doesn't move when we think he should move, but we have to realize God has his own time. His time is not our time. So when you ask, just know that you know that you know that God has answered your prayer. We don't have to wait on healing. I tell people, I'm just waiting for the manifestation of it, because I am healed. Number one, the scripture told me I'm healed by his stripes. So you know what? Jesus told us what to do in order to receive what we have petitioned for. Why? Because we've gone to the Father in the name of Jesus. He honors his son's name. And I thank God for the name of Jesus, for the remission of sin. Forgiveness is in the name of Jesus. You know, he is saying, when you ask the Father in my name, I will endorse it. I will approve it. I will authorize it. I will confirm it, and the Father will give it to you so that he may be glorified. So I'm coming to an end, but just remember, whatever you need, regardless of how big it may seem, just remember we serve a great big God, and his son's name is a mighty name. It's a powerful name. He honors his name, and Jesus honors his own name. So go to him and know that you have received what you have come to him for. Be blessed and call on the name of Jesus. Hope you enjoyed this program. If you would like a copy of this message or would like prayer, please call 318-473-4539. Please join me at this time next week. I would like to invite you to our church service, Tuesday night Bible study, 7 p.m., Wednesday noonday prayer, 12 to 1 p.m., Sunday morning worship, 11 a.m., and that's Rebirth Ministries, 1226 MacArthur Drive, Alexandria, Louisiana, 318-769-1994. John Belvin, Sr., Pastor.
KAYT, Shreveport, Greenwood, 92.5.
Here's a message from Dr. Klein from the Children's Hospital of New Orleans.
You know, there was a myth that somehow children were almost immune to COVID. Our hospital was full of children who were quite ill. Unfortunately, we did have deaths here at the hospital. If we can get enough adults, adolescents,